Previously on Save the D8.
I'm Faye.
My God, you're gay?
Well, we all knew that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Haven almost became a wraith.
Right, the spell marks where I was like, what if I totally ruined my life for this, you guys?
You say ruin, I say fun.
Bucket check, bucket check, bucket check, bucket check.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta let nature run its course, you know?
I don't even think he was traveling with those people.
You're highly invested in this story.
It's literally like a huge legend back home.
No, it was... I thought the plate was put in front of me.
And we're heading towards this city that's having two dragons fight over it?
We should probably wait this out.
God, I want to be in on that so bad.
Get out the fucking way!
Well, come on, don't you want to fight a big-ass dragon?
You streak across the sky, riding on the back of
We're
Crash.
Streaking? Hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Great start.
You didn't even say, like, three words.
Yeah,
no. Damn.
As what our show is.
Yeah, that's fair.
Riding on the back of an artificer mechanical dragon named Crash.
God, that's so cool.
As you near the monster Stormsore, striding its way in. And now that you're closer, you can see that on the deck of the ship that's attached to Stormsore, the gargantuan Sky Monarch, are a bunch of bandit goblins that are in clothing of black and little symbols of yellow, crudely cut, we assume from pieces from metal, that look like half circles or like smiles, but crooked.
Do we recognize this symbol at all?
Mm.
Or like, as a symbol, or like as a clan sort of marking, or.
I'd say if you want to do clan, it'd be history. If you want to do it from recognizing from what you've been through, I could just tell you.
I like that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm gonna assume that what you're gonna tell us is that no, we haven't seen anything like this before. So I'm gonna make a history roll, bitch. Shit. 14.
So, you don't know this clan, but the symbol is very reminiscent of the Coven of the Moon.
God damn fuck. Huh. wait. This clan is fucking shit up in several planes.
Good for them, honestly.
We saw them in the Feywilds, like way ago.
Maybe they got like a newsletter or something. People are joining the fan club.
That's really bad news, guys, because if these are people that are fucking shit up on planes that are not their own, I really got involved in
it's
this.
It's your problem, then.
It's literally my problem.
They're trying to find more moons to worship, baby.
Well, hey, that down there is a ship, Giddy. You know ships.
I do know ships.
We know how to fight things that size, so maybe we can get dropped off down there and they can, you know, work on the dragon up there.
All of us get dropped down on the ship?
Does this Tabaxi, have we learned if we can talk to them while they're in this form?
I mean, we have the other Tabaxi.
Haven wants to fight the dragon.
Oh, Crash is with us. Okay, great.
Yeah, Crash is the dragon. Shred is right here, right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, right here. Shred's riding on the back with you. Yeah.
Sorry, Shred. Shred, what do you think? You think we should work on one side at a time? What can we do against this dragon?
Well, you're probably going to have to... I mean, if you got spellcasters, you can help me try to blast from the side, and you'll see them now finishing casting their spell as two eldritch cannons now form up along the side of the wings of Crash.
Oh,
fuck. God, these are the coolest guys ever.
Yeah, we should hang out more often.
Honestly. Well, I'm not much of a spellcaster is the thing.
Yeah. What about someone who just wants to beat a face in?
We could try to fly in close to see if someone can try to board on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like pirates.
All right. And you'll see them touch their helmet. They'll start speaking in Tabaxi. Look, you can't exactly hear what Crash is saying back to them, but it seems as if they have their own sending stone between them. Mm-hmm. So, since we're going to go ahead and go in initiative, let's get those rolls.
Fuck. God damn.
15.
Everyone has a plus 4 to this.
19.
22.
29.
What?
Gee whiz.
Damn. 13.
So, Brash, you're up first. You are about 60 feet away, flying in the air right now. Also, at this time, at the beginning of it, which we'll do for the start of every round, I need dexterity saves to make sure you don't get hit by anything. Mm. But since you are riding on the back of Crash, you have advantage.
Thanks.
32.
Not enough.
What?
DC 40.
Jesus, I do. You say 32?
Yeah, it's a natural 20.
I want to remind you that literally 30 is labeled as impossible in D&D. A DC check of 30 is considered impossible.
Thank you for that plus 4.
Yeah, you're fucking welcome, I guess. Is everyone doing this, or is it at the beginning of each
it's
of our
everybody.
Turns, or right
yeah.
now?
Okay. It's the beginning of the round. Beginning okay. of every round, yeah.
Great. 22.
Hmm. 23.
Dexterous.
13.
Did you add your plus 4?
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Crash and Shred both got nat 1s.
What?
We're all going down.
Yeah, that's bad. The thing we're flying on is nat
1. I'm Crash, and I'm Shred. We're the Nat 1 brothers.
I mean, their name is Crash.
And they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and Shred. They're about to be fucking shredded. Rip.
All right. Those that pass, you take 5 piercing damage.
Ow.
Those that don't, which is a 17, you take 10.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good thing I gave the non-dragon one the 20 hit points. You're welcome, bud. I hope you have healing potions.
So as you fly in so you can try to board Skysore, unfortunately, they have ranged all their flak, and it just starts exploding around you. Both Crash and Shred take a heavy amount of damage, and it looks like Shelly, you take some too, as all this debris is flying everywhere. But they go soaring in. Crash, you're up first. What do you want to do?
Okay, so Crash is probably doesn't get advantage on Dex since they're flying, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so first thing I'm going to do is enhance ability to Crash. To give them cat's grace, so they have advantage on dex, and they don't take damage from falling 20 feet or less, but I'm not worried about that at the moment. So casting...
That's clutch. That's good as hell.
Yeah, I'm gonna focus to help them help us, and then I'm going to toss a bardic inspiration, which is 1d10, over to Giddy, who is next.
Wow.
Yep. I'm also gonna need you to roll me wild magic.
Right, we have no choice on that. The 12.
You pass.
And we have two guns that are like developed here now too, so I could jump to that next turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to add, DM, by the way, that mm-hmm. both Crash and Shred did get a plus 4 to their initiative. I don't know if you added it.
Oh.
And they got a plus 4 to, rolled natural ones on their saving throws.
Yeah.
But they got a plus 4 to that as well, to the dex saves.
Then that means that they go before you.
That's fine. Good, because I would like to jump onto a ship, please.
Okay. It is now Giddy's turn.
Not a lot I can do from this far away, but...
Do you want to hold your turn?
Is there someone that looks like they are controlling the dragon?
No, it seems as if Stormsore is the one who's actually running shit.
Can I see... Is there someone who looks extra big and bad on the ship?
Yeah, give me perception. Unless you want to do your passive.
I'll do my passive, which is 15.
With a 15, yes, you can see that there is all black cloaks, just like a foot taller than the rest of the other ones, and they have a big staff that has this nasty-looking moon on it and has like some kind of strange serpent kind of curled around it, almost looking like a lamprey Not like a actual snake's face, but like one that just kind of spreads out wide and has a lot of teeth.
Yuck. Yucky. All right. I'm actually going to cast Hex on that guy.
Okay.
What, how far away are we?
60 feet.
Yes, I will cast it.
Okay, that's a saving throw? Charisma?
It just happens.
Oh, it
just happens. Yeah, so whenever I hit that guy, he takes an extra d6 of necrotic damage.
Okay. I can't remember if Hex is a cantrip or not.
Oh, no, it's...
Roll.
No, it's a first level spell. Also, I'm going to choose... Because this target has a disability.
There's only one that is ability checks.
And I can never remember which one it is.
Strength.
Strength. Thank
in,
you.
In combat, you don't really do an ability check for anything but strength, which is grappling and that sort of thing. Shoving.
Okay. Yeah, well, then, strength it is. You have disadvantage on strength.
Disadvantage
on strength. Lamprey dude.
Okay.
I'm going to put that dude in a fucking noogie. I'm like going to give him a headlock and a noogie so bad.
And then what'd you get for your roll?
Oh, right. For my wild magic?
Mm-hmm.
7.
Fuck. Please. Oh, yep. Please.
Roll that D100.
One normal fight.
I hate it here. I hate this fucking family.
26.
26.
That sounds like a good number.
No, it doesn't. None of them are good numbers.
At least we know it's not the demon.
Do we?
I think that's like 49.
I don't know that.
It's not that, no.
It's not 49 or it's not the demon?
Oh, it's not the demon.
Told you.
You and each creature within 30 feet of you regain 3d8 hit points.
Oh, wow. Fuck. Do each of us roll a 3d8 or does Giddy roll 3 and...
It just says each creature within 30 feet of you regain 3d8 hit
points. All right, everybody roll up those 3d8.
Well, I mean,
that means Crash and Shred as well. Give them those hit points, baby. Even though I assume that Crash's hit points are separate. Oh, no, this is a... I don't know how this works. I don't know how the Artificer's armor works. Because, right. Like, if they were a druid and they became a dragon, they get the dragon hit points. But, let's go.
I'm back up to full. Hey, aren't you happy?
I don't know about that. Hey, that's the first good thing that's ever happened from that. Thanks
much. True. That's not true.
What about the sword?
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me. Which makes it bad.
All right, so Giddy, with you casting Hex, suddenly there is a puff of magical healing that erupts from you, and there's a cloud of healing magic that just passes through, which you all heal up.
Surprisingly useful.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Which then brings us to our next person in line.
The dragon.
Yes, the dragon. Let's see what Storm Sword's going to do.
Why don't you try to scare us, you big dumb fuck?
Okay.
So he's going to try to scare you.
Do it.
You specifically.
I need everybody to go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
For what?
Frightful presence.
Joke's on you. This is a feat I've never... A trait I've never had before. Don't fucking roll.
Okay.
I have... Aura of Courage. When you are conscious, you and friendly creatures within 10 feet of you cannot be frightened. Suck my dick. Suck my fucking dick. I have never... When does anyone ever cast fear? This is why I was so excited about the dragon. I was like, you know who does fear? Dragons.
Somehow not that scary.
Woo! Anyway, that's all. I think I just got that, actually. Did I? Anyway, hey. Sorry, I was really excited about that because I've never been able to use that before. Anyway, hey, thank you, Evan. Thanks for giving me. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette now because damn, I feel so good. All right.
Glad that you're happy about that. Can't believe I forgot that.
Yikes.
Oh, hey, a good DM sometimes allows his feeds his players.
Dragon doesn't know that.
A fastball. The dragon doesn't know.
Does now.
Your keyword there, good DM. So for their turn, they're going to cast a spell, and you're going to see their mouth open up, and inside a pulsing ball of green and black necrotic energy fire off, and chain lightning leaps towards, let's say, Crash. And I'm going to roll for everybody. Shelly and Giddy. So, dexterity saves, please.
Okay.
Do you still get advantage since on the dragon? Is that just for
yep.
the effects?
You have a plus four to your saves.
Not using this dice anymore.
23.
Is that a pass?
Fuck off.
So 12's not.
I mean 25.
So not, that's a no on 12? just let's 12, hold on, let's confirm. Is it a no on 12? And this dragon, by the way, is undead, you said?
Yes.
Huh.
Spell
undead, you said? I said undead.
22.
God, that's so high. Fuck.
So I think you just beat it by one, Giddy.
Yeah.
I did.
And Crash got a nat 20, so.
Wow.
Let's go, Crash.
Back in the game, baby.
And then, actually, since that works, that means that anybody who passed takes no damage, and anybody who didn't takes half because of Crash's maneuverability.
Wow. Let's go, Crash! That was such a clutch fucking enhance ability.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, good for you. That was such good gameplay. I'm really impressed by you.
All right, so I gotta do a dice roller real quick, because that's 10d6.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good thing you're getting half, Shelly,
it's
man.
A dragon.
It is. It's a fucking dragon. And like a big one, too. Yeah. That's bad.
28, so 14, okay. 7 lightning damage to you, Shelly. As these necrotic lightning bolts come streaking by, and Crash just slips right in between them. One just kind of grazing past Shelly, hitting your shoulder, and it kind of gives your arm like if somebody just gave you a dead arm.
Oh.
So you have a bunch of like tingles in your arm. It might have hit your funny bone. I don't know. Where's your funny bone?
By your elbow.
By your elbow, yeah.
I got I don't know. This level. Let's fucking go.
What level are we?
And then for its second attack.
10?
Oh, okay. Whew. Thought y'all leveled up without me.
No. We haven't leveled up since Halloween.
Hint, hint, is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying we're fighting a big fucking dragon, so...
If we live,
maybe.
Maybe.
It's gonna cast Control Winds.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Wait, didn't it just do Chain Lightning?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
So it does Control Winds, and unfortunately now, for the next turn till its turn, your advantage on Crash is gone.
Straight roll.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
That could be disadvantage.
Now, Shelly, it is your turn.
Great. How close are we to this dragon?
Technically still 60 feet. I'll say, okay. Well, what is it? No, we'll say 50 because the dodging. Yeah. We're flying. It's kind of up in the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
going
to shoot.
Get it?
They're going to shoot lightning at me. I'm going to shoot lightning at them.
you give what you get.
Yeah. So let's do lightning bolt at 5th level.
Oh shit.
So that's a dex save from the big boy.
Oof. 14.
Ooh, that meets. Okay.
We gotta up your fucking spellcasting, bro.
Give me a moment here to do the thing.
At level 10, your DC is 14? Damn, dude.
43 in half.
21
lightning damage. Cool, fight's over. We did it.
All right, now I need a wild magic.
Oh.
yes.
Oh, a natural one.
Oh my god. We're having a good
Can
time
I just
here today.
Jump off this dragon to
get
my death.
Get out of here.
Can I just fucking leave?
46.
That's demon territory. Whoa. That's demon territory.
Maybe the demon will help.
Just get immediately smoked by the dragon. Maybe.
Don't
go
laugh
ahead,
like it's
everybody.
The fucking demon.
Stop. It's not the demon. Everybody,
you
make
stop.
Me a Constitution saving throw.
No.
Boy.
Oh my god.
Oh shit! Is this the thing that's gonna paralyze all of us? That's you got a plus four.
30.
A plus four is not going to help me.
18.
Don't you have a, I don't know, indomitable or some shit?
You have a bardic inspiration.
That's fighters. Oh, you have, yeah. Add your d10. Add your d10. And you have a plus four from me.
Yeah. That takes it to 15.
Well, if you die, you still get to keep it.
Fucking, what's his face's stupid fucking thing is 14. The DC is 14 for Shelly.
Yep, that's true.
23 for me.
All right, everybody passes. Nobody gets poisoned for a minute.
Oh, my God. Cool. Poison. I could have dealt with that, but it would be annoying.
Cool. Yeah, pretty much it says you and each creature within 30 feet of you will become poisoned in a minute.
Jeez. Yeah, okay. No, that's... We're good.
That's all I got.
So you cast your lightning bolt, Shelly. It rumbles out of your arms. It strikes along the side of this undead dragon. And then suddenly your lightning bolt stops and a cloud of poison just erupts. Enclosing the entire dragon, everybody on it, with poison.
That's not healing at all.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Opposite of what I meant to do.
But now, as you fly through that, it is now... Crash's turn.
Let's go, Crash.
Crash is going to go ahead and use their ability to fly up as close as they can to the dragon, and you'll see them immediately, like, do a back burner maneuver while they U-turn and slip around the opposite side while all the other hellfire gets thrown out with the goblin shooting at them. I need everybody to go ahead and make me another dex save.
Oi, 19. Mm.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
31.
Fucking animal.
Thanks, Haven.
God damn. 6.
15.
Maybe you'll get knocked onto the ship.
All right.
Maybe I'll get knocked the fuck out of this game.
Haven and Giddy, you are not able to hold on to the G-forces.
No.
And go flying off and slam onto the deck, sliding across.
Easy.
Good.
Strength rolls to make sure you don't slide all the way off.
Is this a save? Strength save?
Yeah.
Which means you have a plus 4.
Yeah, 29.
Okay. Mine is not that good, but it's still not bad. 17.
Okay, yeah. Giddy, you're able to easily plant your hooves in and you tear up some of the boards as you come crashing down. Standing up at the same time in this kind of very heroic pose. Haven, you go tumbling across and you're just barrel rolling around the side and just catch the edge of one of the gates that are on the side and are now dangling from off the side, just holding yourself up.
I meant to do that.
And now it is Shred's turn. As the two of you still on Crash can see the two arcane cannons begin to hum as Crash pulls along the side and he releases two fireballs. Giddy, I'm gonna need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Hey, not our friends, please.
Hey, I didn't ask how big the boat was. I said, I cast fireball.
That's a 22.
Yep, that passes. So you're gonna take half fire damage.
Actually, I'm not, because I have resistance to fire. Lots of math happening over here.
All right, so 18 to you, Giddy.
What?
And
was that,
yeah, most.
That would be 72.
Most of the rest fail. Yeah, it's 72 damage. That's two fireballs, y'all.
Oh right, it's two fireballs. I forgot.
As now the ship bursts into flame.
Okay.
And a lot of the goblins perish from that.
Good.
Unfortunately. Now, since that happened, Stormsore is going to use one of their legendary actions.
Is my lamprey goblin still here?
For goblin reinforcement. Holy shit.
Oh, man. What does that mean, goblin reinforcements?
10 more goblins come storming up from the bottom of the ship.
Okay, God,
I was wondering where they were coming from.
As you can see, the one you were looking at before, Giddy, took no damage as they have some sort of shield on. And are starting to bark orders in goblin, pointing their staff at you both. Now it is their turn. Oh, no, wait. It is not their turn. It is Haven's turn.
Thank you. Oh, God. Let me hop my ass onto this ship.
Okay.
It's
just like from getting prone, so you're at half.
Great. So how is this thing connected to the dragon?
Several large cables have been, like, tied to them. It's almost like kind of ramshackle.
I love
They're just all tied. They're just all kind of like tied. There's probably like 50 cables.
Okay, well, that's a lot. But all right, let's get started. So I'm going to get I'm like on the edge of the ship. So from where I am, I'm just going to take, 15 feet and swing just as many cables as I can, just like through them with my through them with my sword.
All right. Yeah, make your attacks.
Great. Okay, so 19 and 16 for just like
you are able ropes. To cut through about 5 of these ropes.
Cool.
And you start to feel the ship begin to dip and list down towards the corner that you had cut these at.
Good. Giddy, stay close to me.
Okay.
It's now the goblin's turn.
If this thing starts going down, grab me.
Can do.
Goblins against Giddy. That's a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Haven, that is a 3.
Yeah, suck my dick.
The goblins are going to go ahead and, for Haven, they're going to start throwing these grenades at you, but a lot of them get tossed over the side since you cut those cables. So their aim is off, and they just kind of go off, and you see it start to explode. Some have fire, some have ice, some have lightning in them. As they do that.
On their own ship.
Giddy, a bunch of the other ones have come to attack you with crossbows and scimitars.
All right. I get it.
So you need to give me 2 dexterity saving throws, please.
Okay, that's one. That the first one is... I'm next to Haven. 16.
And the second one?
Second one is 30-20. My cat is going bananas right now.
Okay, then the extra damage does not hit you then.
Yeah, bitch.
You take 14 points of damage as 5 of these goblins attacked you and slashed you with their scimitars, and several crossbow bolts hit you. And as these crossbow bolts hit you, you can feel that they sting worse than any other bolt has ever hit you before.
Ow! Haven, ow! Haven, ow! Can you pull this one out?
Oh, that looks bad.
It hurts a lot. Ow, 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 ow.
Haven, do you go ahead and pull it out?
Yeah.
As you pull it out, you can see now that the tip of these crossbow bolts have been made of cold iron.
No! Ah! You can see it, my wound. My wound is starting to blister.
Ew. These bitches are definitely from the Feywild. Wait a minute. Okay.
Uh-oh, is someone catching...
Can you send them back?
I can scare the shit out of them.
Well, we're at the top of the turn. Actually, since the goblins are all on you guys, I can't really have my top of the turn thing go, so that doesn't work. Well, if you killed all the other ones, there was like 20 of them on the thing.
Big ass gun.
So, Brash, it's on you.
Okay. Well, I see how giant this dragon is. I don't feel confident in my spells doing much, so I'm going to jump onto this big ass gun and aim it.
You want to aim the gun?
Yeah.
Sure. Roll me a d4.
2.
All right. Give me an attack roll with intelligence.
That's a 13.
Did you add your proficiency to that?
That's a 17.
Yeah.
Nope, and that works then.
Thanks, Haven.
All right, give me 2d8.
7.
All right. Brash, you run up, you grab one of these eldritch cannons, and you fire it. 3 beams come out and blast into the side of Stormsore, dealing 18 damage per. And you know, you can see that the side of the dragon has started to have armor fall off, and its bony interior is starting to show off as this metal comes crunching down, severing a few more cables. Oop, shit.
There they go.
Not enough to cause a dex save, though. All right, and now it is
Giddy's
turn.
I'm going to use my bonus action,
too. Oh, sorry.
Seeing the precarious position of Haven and Giddy, I'm going to yell down there, "Don't die, please!" and give Bardic Inspiration to Haven this time.
Cheers.
All right, Giddy.
All right. Where's my lamprey guy?
He's towards the stern of the ship. You do have about 5 goblins kind of blocking your path.
Hold on, let me read Hex.
They're just goblins. You can take this. Oh, they do have iron. I was like, you can take that. Iron. It's fine.
Fuck it. I'm going after the lamprey guy. I chose him.
you chose them? All right.
That's what you sound like.
Get his ass. Fuck, get his ass.
All right. I don't think a 12 or a 13 is going to hit you, so...
It does not.
I'm going to say with your wonderful abilities of leaping, you just jump over these short fucks.
Yeah, and fuck you guys.
Go running for...
Use my marshful leap.
The goblin leader.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump over these short fucks.
That's exactly what I sound like.
All right. You're able to make it over to this the leader of the goblins. What do you want to do?
I'm going to hit this bitch.
Hit him? Oh, can't you just talk it out?
No.
Okay.
No. Yes.
What'd you get?
I got, what is math? 12.
Yep. Nope. You go to swing Marceline, mm-hmm. and the lamprey strikes the hammer before it reaches them, causing your hammer to get blown back.
You have two attacks. Do it again.
I do. Here I go again. Much better. Have you raged, by the way? Do I have ranged?
Have you raged, by the way?
No, because that'll break my hex.
I see.
But I will do that as soon as...
Fair enough. I forget how barbarians work.
24.
That does hit.
Yeah, bitch. Awesome. That is 11 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh, yeah, you take Marceline Mark II and just crunch it directly into their shoulder. I think with that, you break their left arm as it just kind of, you know, kind of flops there to the side as it just starts cursing at you and Goblin.
Also take 5 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh, that's worse.
Yeah, that is worse.
Because now you see its arm, after that necrotic damage, start to sink back in, and its arm...
Ah, fuck. Ah, shit.
...begins to move again.
Is he undead? There's no way.
Oh, they might be.
It's now Storm Sword's turn. They are going to...
I'm going to bonus action drop hex.
Okay, bonus action drop hex.
You could literally just bonus action rage, and that would break your hex, you fucking...
Oh.
Thanks for teaching us all how to play.
Well, here's the thing is that if I bonus action rage now, I won't hit on my turn and my rage will drop.
What do you mean?
Your next turn.
Till your next turn.
Yeah, it's the end of your next turn.
Okay, fine.
Also, someone could hit you, and I think that's going to happen.
Okay, fine. I bonus action rage, and which also means a little bit of magic comes out my butt. Mm-hmm. A little bit of butt magic.
Butt magic.
A bolt of light shoots from your butt. Another creature of your choice that you see within 30 feet of you must succeed a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage and be blinded until the start of your next turn. Until your rage ends, you can use this effect again on each of your turns as a bonus action.
3.
Oh, for your constitution saving throw?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not gonna do it.
Did you turn away from him to do that?
Yeah.
You started fighting him and then you turned away and...
Yeah, and I'm gonna fart at him.
Yeah. Give him the old azzle-dazzle.
Fuck off.
Fucking bolts of radiant lightning shoots out.
3 radiant damage.
So that's 6.
Yeah, let's go.
And so you break his arm again with your fart.
This sucks.
A lot going on with that guy.
He is having the weirdest 6 seconds of his life.
It's very weird. Now it is Storm Sword's turn, and now he is going to use his necrotic dragon breath against everybody that is on Crash. Dexterity saves. By the way, you have your advantage again because he did not use control the winds.
But you do not have a +4 because you are no longer within 10 feet of me.
18.
19.
You both pass. Crash passes.
Shred?
Does not.
No!
No, he's not going to survive this.
I gave everybody healing, though.
Yeah, not against... Not
30,
drowning breath healing, bro.
38 damage.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
Good thing you stayed up there. Yeah, you're up there still.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, great.
Shred is down.
No.
And so do those Eldritch cannons.
Ooh. Oh no, Brash, hold on.
As Crash goes streaking along, you can just see Shred begin to slide down as he banks. Crash, I guess, doesn't know that Shred has passed out. Now it is Shelly's turn.
Okay. How close am I to the big boy?
15 feet.
Oh gosh. That's so close. Okay. Let's do Chaos Bolt at fourth level.
All right.
So that's...
Why is it always in the middle of a fight that suddenly I get shit rolls?
We love that.
One.
Don't tell us about your shit rolls. 22 to hit.
Yes.
Okay, great. Ooh, this is cool. Okay. 17 cold damage. And is there another target within 30 feet?
There's got to be goblins on the ship.
Right, there's goblins on the ships, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to... It jumps... to one of them, because I rolled the same number on the D8s, and that's a 13 to hit one of those little guys.
Does not make
sense. Okay, well, they get half damage, and it's cold damage again, and 6 plus 4 is 10 plus 6, 16 cold damage to the one of the goblins.
All right, yeah, you kill one of the goblins for sure.
Yeah.
And how much did you deal to Stormsoar?
Oh god, was it 18, I think?
Okay.
That sounds modest.
Yes, Stormsoar will screech extremely painful way that hurts your ears. Shelly, go ahead and give me your wild magic.
17.
Okay, you pass.
Nice.
This time.
It is Crash's turn. Crash is going to go ahead and use their ability to bank around Stormsoar, and it's going to use its metallic wing to cut into the side. So let's hope that he gets a good roll on this. Yeah, he deals 27 damage to Stormsoar, and he cuts several more of the cables. Now the entire ship has begun to list to the left.
Oy. Yeah, let's go.
Shred fails their first death saving roll.
No. Oh,
God. And now it is Haven's turn.
Okay.
You're surrounded by goblins.
I sure am. So I have a question for you here, DM.
Mm-hmm.
About this ability. Because it's kind of, I'm going to argue that it's wobbly, all right? So this, I'm looking at my channel divinity, Abjure the Extraplanar, right? So as an action, I present my holy symbol, and each aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, or fiend within 30 feet of me must make wisdom saving throw, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, these goblins are from the fey realm. The point that I'm making here is that my ability has to do with the extraplanar. And these creatures are not from this plane, which I would argue is extra planar, even if they don't necessarily fall underneath the, like, the specifics of this spell.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think this would work?
What does it do again?
It frightens all of them.
Mm. Oh, you can try.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to. So, yeah, I'm going to bonus action fucking activate my shield. Hua, so I can use both hands for my sword. It flies up behind me so that the wings are up behind me of the shield.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins to light. And I will cast through it my Abjure the Extraplanar. Each creature within 30 feet of me must make a wisdom saving throw.
Well... Goblins aren't, but Stormsoar is. And Stormsoar got a 2. With their saving throw of plus 10 makes it a 12.
Yeah, that fails.
We're all hooked to him. Well, you all are.
Yeah, what is he going to do about that? All right, well. So a turned creature must spend its turns trying to move as far away from me as it can. And it can't willingly move into a space within 30 feet of me. For its action, it can only use the dash action.
We're in for a fucking ride.
If there's nowhere to move, the creature can take the dodge action.
So this is where it gets a bit tough, because technically you're strapped to it, so it can't really move away.
Right.
But there is another thing they can do to get away from you.
Push you away.
Cut the fucking cords of the ship that I'm on.
You hear the sound of clanking as suddenly the cables begin to loosen and the ship drops.
Great. I run to Giddy.
Oh, what is happening?
Perception of those that are on Crash, you can see that Stormsoar has let go of the ship, dropping it onto Scrapforge, and has begun to portal away. Those on the ship, I need dexterity or saving throws to hold on, because this thing's about to fucking hit the ground.
Great. As a reaction, I am going to use my feather token.
Oh.
When you fall at least 20 feet, when the token is on your person, you descend 60 feet per round and take no damage from falling. I can only use this once. It's the only item I have on me that isn't a weapon. Is this single featherfall token.
All right. Well, I mean, you're 200 feet in the air.
Great. Well, I try to grab Giddy, and the token just happens. If we fall if I fall 20 feet, it casts featherfall on me. So I just grab Giddy so that the two of us don't plunge to our deaths.
Okay. Well, in light of that, the rest of the goblins. They all hold on. They got nat 20 for their saving throw.
Yeah, no, the ship's going down, baby, so good luck.
I'm glad they're staying on that ship.
The head goblin, they're gonna try to fucking cast a spell at you guys. Cloud kill.
Can I do...
We're all kind of moving, just do so I don't fucking know how long it'll...
Counterspell.
Yeah, great, good cast.
You got one for a level 5, bud?
I mean...
Oh, sure.
Roll a dice. You could roll for it. You could cast it at level 5, or you could cast it at level 3 and roll, and you have to beat a 15 with your proficiency in charisma.
That's a 17. We good?
Great.
All right. So you see it go to cast Cloud Kill, and as soon as it gets ready to fire this deadly cloud at you, Haven and Giddy, suddenly, out of nowhere, spark comes flying out and dissipates the spell as Shelly has cast Counterspell, and I now need another wild magic roll.
Oh, God.
I have to wake up a little earlier than that to pull one over on whatever. It's a 7.
Oh, roll, man. If you fucking roll cast it. Cloud Kill on us.
75.
Oh.
What a fun number.
It's a fun number.
C's get degrees.
So true, baby.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hold on to this.
What?
Ooh.
Does that mean?
We're gonna find out in a second, I'm sure.
Okay. Oh boy.
As the ship begins to fall, Stormsoar is portaling away. The rest of the ship goes. The rest of the goblins begin to throw and fire whatever else they can from this thing, including ballistas, all at you and Giddy. Haven.
Yeah.
Try me.
I'm gonna need dexterity saving throws, please.
No. Bad. 6.
I'm
holding on to Giddy in the air right now, okay? I'm not thinking about dodging.
Yeah, I got you. 23.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You're, like, doing the shield thing for Giddy.
Yeah. The hits. Yes.
So, as you are holding on to Giddy and you are floating down, all of this gunfire and bombs and such come flying up towards you, Haven and Giddy, and they are just about to hit you when suddenly Crash comes swooping in. And both Shelly and Brash are able to grab you as you go streaking on by before this massive explosion goes off. As Shelly has cast haste on everybody on Crash.
Oh, cool.
And so they were able to go ahead and get there just in time before they hit you.
Wow. We got so many good things from this wild match. What happened?
In that time, I gave a healing word too. To Shred as well. So.
Unfortunately, Brash.
There's no way that he failed 3 death saves in that amount of time.
He had a death save before Crash came to you. He got a nat 1 is the thing.
Oh,
on the second
man.
Day. So
well,
you are...
That's how they wanted to go out. We'll ask Crash when they come back.
What?
Well, all right, let me get this, all right? So, you were saying... All right, so Crash comes in. He's able to swoop you guys up just in time. The ship comes crashing down, explodes inside, just along the the outside wall of Scrap Forge. As you all then descend down with Crash. Brash, you go to cast Healing Word on Shred, but it doesn't work.
Live,
as Shred has made.
Live!
Shred, come back. Shred got a nat 1 on his second death saving roll, thus.
My, the unluckiest man in all of history. Get the fuck out of my way. Get, move. And my shield, which is still rotating around me, just comes down and fucking smacks him. Bah! And I'm going to cast Revivify through it.
All right, Haven, Your shield comes flying down with you and slams directly into Shred, bringing him back just in time before Revivify isn't going to work. And by this time now, Crash has turned back into his tabaxi self as he comes running over. Shred, are you okay? I'm just fine, buddy.
You're welcome, by the way. That's 300 gold that I need.
Crash will kneel down and they'll embrace for a bit. Have a moment. Death couldn't take me this time. As Haven just keeps going on, the two are ignoring him, having their moments, and I think we'll end it there.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.